I'm Rona Tarrant. The death toll from the earthquake and tsunami that hit Indonesia on Friday has reached over 830, with authorities fearing it will rise as rescue efforts continue. Dozens of people were reported to be trapped in the rubble of two hotels and a mall in the city of Palu, which was hit by waves following the 7.5 magnitude earthquake. Officials have said the death toll could rise to thousands. The investigation into allegations of sexual harassment of adults by the former bishop of the Diocese of Wheeling, Charleston, Michael Bransfield, is being led by a five-member team of laity. The team includes three men and two women impaneled by Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, who's the apostolic administrator of the diocese. In a letter to clergy, the Archbishop said the investigation includes a review of more than three dozen calls made to the hotline, which was established by the Archbishop for the investigation. The Archdiocese of Washington has said former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was removed from ministry earlier this year after abuse allegations came to light, is now living in Victoria, Kansas, in a friary for Capuchin Franciscan friars. In a statement, the Archdiocese requested privacy for the sake of the community of friars who live there. In July, Pope Francis accepted McCarrick's resignation from the College of Cardinals and ordered him to a life of prayer and penance until the accusations made against him were examined in a regular canonical trial. The US and Canada are reported to have reached a deal to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement after last-minute negotiations. The NAFTA deal is said to involve more US access to Canada's dairy market and a cap on Canada's car exports to the US. NAFTA governs more than $1 trillion in trade between the US, Canada and Mexico. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.